Parshas Baalosa, Chazal tell us that we look at the Sefer Bamidbar, really is cut into three different Svarim. The beginning Sefer, which starts from Parshas Bamidbar until the middle of Baalosa, separated by the inverted nuns, Vayihi ben Saharon, Vayoma Moshe, Kuma Hashem, Yifutzo Evecha, then followed afterwards this passage dealing with the Mizonanim, those who were complaining. Why is it? What is the difference between the first half of the Sefer of Bamidbar until the second half? Let us begin with understanding really the Mizonanim. If you look at the Mizonanim, they come after the Parsha Vayihi Am Ki Mizonanim Rabbi Yosnei Hashem. They were complaining, and of something evil in God's ears. Vayichara po vatzivar bom eish Hashem vatocha b'gzeha menucha machara. There is something, what is it so unique that disturbs the Kadosh Baruch Hu? And Moshe, when he hears these complaints, Vayishma Moshe es ha'am bochel l'mishpachosav. Ish l'pesach ha'lo. We hear, Moshe hears them complaining to their families. L'pesach ha'lo. At the opening of their tents, Vayicharaf Hashem ma'od uve'enei Moshe ra. There was something unique, the fact that where they were complaining and how they were complaining. Vayomer Moshe l'Hashem lama re'osu la'avdecha. And Moshe turns to Hashem. Very unique, very different. All of a sudden, Moshe turns to God and says, what do you want from me? Lama harayos alav, that why you gave me a job that's so evil? Lama lo matzasi chein beinecha losumis hamasa kol ha'amazeh olai. How can I bear all of this? How can I be the leader? Ha'anochi harisi is kol ha'am hazeh? Am I the maidservant? Am I the person who has to yomam v'lodim anochi l'lati? Did I give birth to them? Remember, Rav Soloveitchik once explained on this pasuk, the job of a rav, the job of a gadol, the job of a leader, is almost to have no life to their own. It's like the mother who takes care of a child on 24/7, lacks the ability to live their own lives. They're always on call. Ki somar elai so eyu bechekecha kasher yisaha omenes hayonek al adama. What do you want? Am I like this person? Am I like a mother who cannot live? I cannot succeed any longer. May I am libasa. First of all, where am I going to get all this meat to give them? They asked for meat. Where am I going to get meat in the Midbar? How can I even solve this problem? What do I do with these complaining individuals? I have no solution. Lo uchal anochi levadi lo seisis kolam hazeh ki chovei b'meni. I have not the ability to carry this nation by myself. Ve'im kocha at oseli hargeni no harogi matzosi chem benecha bi'al er'er b'ra'osi. That kill me. Take me away from this job. The next parsha right after this, the next section, Vayom Hashem Moshe esfor li shivim ish mezikne Yisrael asher yadati ki heim zikne ha'am v'shotrav. I want you to gather 70 elderly individuals. Ki heim zikne ha'am v'shotrav v'lokachta osam al oho ma'ed v'yisasu sham imach. Bring them into the Ohel Moed. V'yaradati v'dibarta imcha sham. And I will come down, I will speak to you there. V'yotzalti min haruach asher alecha. V'samti alehem v'nosu itcha. I will give them the ability to assist you in your leadership. B'masoha am v'lo siso ato levadecha. And you will not have to carry them on your own. V'yel ha'am tomer, and I want you to tell the nation, Hiskachelu machav echaltem basar, ki b'chisem ozei Hashem l'mor, I will give you. They will get what they've asked. Mi achilen basar, ki tov lanu b'mitzrayim, v'nasan Hashem lochem basar v'achaltem. They're saying, oh, I remember Shmulks. I remember Shmulka Bernstein's. I remember what we had in Egypt. Lo yom echa tochlum, v'lo yomayim, lo chamisha yomim, lo asarim, lo asrim yom. Ad chodesh yom, I'm going to give you for a month, day in and day out. Ad ashe yetze mi apcha mi yolechem lezari yanki mi asam es Hashem, Hashem b'kerem. I will give to you, you'll be sick of this materialism. Until you realize the ma'asam, your rejection of God. But tifkul lefanam leimo lama ze yotzanam mi mitzrayim, vayomam Moshe shesh mi yoselev, etc. And we go through all of this, of what was to occur. In the middle of all of this, there comes the parsha of Eldad Medad. Vayeir Hashem ba'anam vayidaber elav, and to speaking to Moshe. Vayitzam in a ruach hasher alav vayitain al shivim ish, and he gives it to the 70 elders. Vayihi kenoach alehem a ruach vayisnabu v'lo yosafu. Vayisharu shnei anashim, but there were two individuals b'machane. Shem echad Eldad, v'shem hasheni Medad. Vatanach aleihem haruach, and they had a certain spiritual awareness. V'heima b'ksuvim v'lo yotu ha'ola v'yisnabu b'machane. They didn't join the 70 elders, they remained in the machane. And they gave a nevuah. Rashi tells us and Chazal tells us what was a nevuah. Moshe and Aharon will not lead us into Eretz Yisrael. They will die here. And Yehoshua will take us into Eretz Yisrael. Vayoretz hanar vayagin Moshe, a nar, a simpleton, comes running and tells Moshe, vayomer eldad umeitad isnab b'manache. He doesn't see. All I see is these individuals, they're different. They're giving a nevuah outside in their machane. They didn't come join us in the ohel. Vayan Yehoshua ben Nun Misharis Moshe mibuchura vayoma Adoni Moshe kolam. What should I do? Should I go and kill them? Vayoma lo Moshe mekane yatoli. Are you being jealous of me? Are you doing this for me? Umi yitain kol am Hashem neviim, ki yitain Hashem es rucho aleihem. Halavai! There should be more of these people. The next pasuk, vayosef Moshe el hamachane, hu v'zikne Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu again joins Eldad Umedad in the machane. Moshe Lichtenstein analyzes his psukim. I want to lift to some of the ideas and to explain it. I think it was a beautiful understanding. What was the difference between all of the tainas, all of the complaints that we've had throughout all of the parshiyas? Go back to Parshas Bishalach. We see that immediately, right after Kriyas Yamsuf, there's no water. They start asking God, this is where we are. You just had Kriyas Yamsuf. You just saw all the nisim, the flows. We see the complaints constantly. And we see even with the Egel HaZahav. Imagine you're at Har Sinai. You've seen the nisim, the flows. You've heard the voice of God. You still create an Egel HaZahav. Why is that different? Over there, every single time Moshe Rabbeinu stands, and he stands up for the Kaddish, for the Klal Yisrael, and defends them. Here he no longer defends them. Here he accuses them. Here he's no longer the defense attorney. He's the prosecutor. What do you want from me? I can't handle this. I can't teach these people. I don't know what to do with them any longer. What was the difference? one idea which Rabbi Moshe Lichtenstein puts forth is that prior until this moment, what were they arguing about? They were worried. Where is the water? What am I going to do? How am I going to live? What am I to do? How am I going to find the ability to feed my family? You found yourselves in a Bamidbar, in a desert. Our leader just left us. I'm all alone. Let's create a Negel Zov. Just put someone up there, anyone, to lead us. There was a fear of where are we going to go in life. Out of fear, they made decisions. So often, Chazal tell us over and over, that is the one time where you be afraid when you make a decision based on fear, anxiety. Those are always the decisions you come to regret. But they're understandable. They may not be wise decisions. And you will find yourself at times after such a decision, perhaps in a precarious and a worse situation than before. But at least that I can understand. But now the decisions that they were making was based purely on materialistic desires. Purely not in survival, but taiva. Those decisions, those desires, nothing to do with finding the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Simply of wanting to have an enjoyment of vacation, an enjoyment of this world. That Moshe Rabbeinu turned to them and said, this spiritual community, how am I going to survive? What am I going to do with them? Moshe Lichtenstein says, Eldad Umedad. Eldad Umedad didn't go with the Ziknei Yisrael. They didn't go with the Zikanim. They didn't go into Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ohel Moed. Where did they stay? They stayed in the Machadah. They understood that there was a new need for Klal Yisrael. All that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Zikanim, they were separated. They were in one place. They were the Ohel Moed. They were in the Beis HaMikdash. They were in the close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They had succeeded. Their lives was closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They were able to live in a certain environment. They were able to go into the world of Rabbi Akiva's, Rabbi Akiva Eger's. They could surround themselves with Svarim and learn Yom on the Laila. But there was a group, there was Machane Yisrael, who didn't see life as they saw it. Rav Soloveitchik comments earlier, earlier before the parshas Vayibin Sarom Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, Asei lecha shtei chatzos kesef mikshot tase osam, v'hayu lecha lemikra edo lemasa es hamachanos. I want you to create the shtei chatzos, the horns. The shtei chatzos I want you to create to call the nation. So Rav Soloveitchik says, there are two ways in which the people are bound as a group, as a community, a society, or a nation. The first is when they face a common enemy. They band together for mutual protection, knowing that only by so doing can they survive. This phenomenon extends far beyond the Homo sapiens. Animals too come together in herds or flocks to defend themselves against predators. Such a group is a machane, a camp, a defensive formation. There is, of course, a reactionary community. Surrounded by enemies, physical and spiritual. And we come together, we bound together, because this is the only way we can protect ourselves. And that is indeed one way of creating a community. But there is a second form of association. People can come together because they share a vision, an aspiration, a set of ideals. This is the meaning of the Ada, a congregation. An Ada is related to a word of aid, a witness. An Ada is not a defensive formation, but a creative one. People join to do together what none of them could achieve alone. A society built around the shared project of a vision of a common good is not a machna but an Ada, not a camp but a congregation. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to create Chatzotros. And we know that every generation had its own Chatzotros. Because the methodology of teaching one generation is not necessarily correct for the second generation. We can create communities that are reactive, or we can create communities that are creative. Robert Kennedy once said, "Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream of things that never were and say why not." These are the two Chatzotros. How do we react to a change in society? And what was the reaction of Moshe Rabbeinu? Which is fascinating, a pasuk which he points out. Rav Moshe Lichtenstein. What was the reaction? What a great leader. If you want to understand the leader par excellence, the Rebbe par excellence, Moshe Rabbeinu, he receives Musar from Eldon Amadeh. He sees what they're accomplishing. He sees these individuals are sitting in the machaneh with the people. He's hearing, they are hearing what they are saying. What is it? What was so unique about Yehoshua becoming, taking Klal Yisrael in? Beautiful Hasidic Shavuot I once saw. Explained that Yehoshua, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu was beyond them. No one becomes a Moshe Rabbeinu. He's way beyond our abilities. He was a genius. He was a tzaddik. He was beyond comprehension. Sometimes when a leader is so unique, so great, so perfect, he has difficulty in leading because I can't follow him. I can't imitate him. Yeshua was one of the boys. Him I could follow. I've always used this when I was in Yeshiva University and studying under Rav Soloveitchik. No one becomes a Rav Soloveitchik. He was just beyond imagination. I always say that the first time I met the Rav Soloveitchik, I was over in Issur Avodah Zarah. First time I really heard a shiur from him, I remember I was a teenager. It was Tisha B'Av. And the chutzpah that I had was I sat all the way up front on the floor, right next to his feet, literally when the Rav would move his foot 2-3 inches forward, I had to move backwards. And then when he would rescind his foot, I would move again 2-3 inches to be closer. I don't remember a word the Rav explained in the kinos. I know I sat there from morning until mincha, 7-8 hours straight. I don't remember a word, but all I knew is I was worshiping this individual. I saw greatness in front of me. But the Rav I knew was not someone I could be, or even emulate. I felt he was way beyond me. I felt that in yeshiva also as I studied under the Rav. How can I ever become a Rosh Yeshiva? These qualities I don't have, and I will never develop. Only when you sit in yeshiva with other Rosh Yeshivas, who you see them and say, wow, you know what? They became tremendous masmidim, very successful. and they became Gedolei B'Torah. They somehow took their natural ideas, their natural characteristics, and developed them. Eldad and Medad were giving Musar to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he accepted it. Where does he return after the whole? Back to the Machaneh. He saw that what they were saying was something beautiful. It was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, you're right. These individuals, it was wrong what they were asking for. But Eve, despite the fact that they were wrong, you have to find a way to bring them back and to find new methods, new methodologies. We're all standing at a point right now where we hear rabbi after rabbi after rabbi telling everyone, time to come back to shul. We had to do this. We were a reactionary community over the past year. We had no choice. People had to leave the shuls. They had to daven in their homes. And then at some point, we had to open up tent minyanim. And the reaction and the answer that Rav after Rav after Rav is simply, come back. Time to come back. But there are Eldads and Medads staying out there and are saying to the shuls over and over what was said to Moshe Rabbeinu. You're right, perhaps what they're asking outside in the tents is not correct. Or perhaps, just perhaps, they see something that you don't see. A certain hislavas, a certain kavana, a certain way of being mispalel that they didn't see from whence they came. There has to be a vision. There has to be a unique look of what to do in the future. It's a beautiful word, the Chamudei Daniel. Again, before Vayhi ben Sarah, Api Hashem Yachru, Api Hashem Yisrael. He says, Masa'im Shabnei Yisrael B'toch HaMidbar, the travels of Bnei Yisrael, Hunuchu L'gamrei Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'mo Shekosev B'Pasuk, Api Hashem Yachru, Api Hashem Yisrael. All of this was Api Hashem Yachru, Api Hashem Yisrael. According to God, they stepped and they moved. Isa b'gemara Shabbos. Uksava Rabbi Yossi, Sosar Manas Livnos, b'mekomo, if you destroy a house in order to build a new one in its place, have a Sosar. Amanas Livnos Shalom b'mekomo, lo have a Sosar. Only when it's Sosar, when you create something here, when you destroy it to rebuild here, but not when you're rebuilding somewhere else. Amale Rabba Michti, I don't understand what you're saying. By the Malachas, we learn from the Malachas HaMishkan, and the Malachas HaMishkan, Hasam Sosar Manasav Noshalomim Kamo. Isn't that what we did by the Mishkan? We took apart the Mishkan here in order to carry with us to open it somewhere else. Amalei Shani Hasam, that's different. Kivin Dixiv Api Hashem Yachinuv Kisosar Manas Livnos Bim Mekomo Dami. They were doing it al pi Hashem. They were doing it because God told them to do it, and therefore their machshava was not here. There was their machshava. That was as if they would never moved. Kolomer kol melechas asuras b'shabes hein pe'ilosov yitzira v'lachein asosa b'ni b'shabes ein achayiv elikasha hapula nasas kidei levnosa michadosh. When you want to create a new, something new. Be also Malka Mamish. When you destroy something to create something brand new, that's the Yisra Malacha of Sosa. Aval Hasosa Binyan B'Shabbos Kedei Luvnosa Mechodesh B'Malkam Acher Potter. The Fisha B'Chi Hai Gavna Hastira Lo Nechshava Hashir Lebniya Ela Raki Pa'ula Shal Harisa. Because then it seems as if you're only destroying it. You're building it somewhere else. Kol hamalachos ha'asurus b'Shabbos, all the halachos we learn from the Mishkan. Uvemeshen nisiyotem shebnei Yisrael b'tocha midbar kasher pirku was ha'mishkan, when they took apart the Mishkan b'makom echad zeh ha'yotam k'tei levnos ha'mechadosh b'makom acher. Shemi olam lo hirkav ha'mishkan b'osam makom pamay, they never redid in the very same place. V'imkein, madua sosar menasav nos b'makom acher, but why is it that when you want to build it somewhere else, it's potter? Hare kach hoisa tzura hastira b'mishkan. And the Gemara answers, Shekivin shelo nosar b'nei Yisrael, mitachan el tachan b'midba ela apitzivud mefurish me'esa kadosh baruch hu, since they only did this. On the idea of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Nekshav hadavar ki'ilu ha'yanachem b'makom echad. It's as if they were always here. V'imkein b'chol pam shepirku es ha'mishkan nekshav stira k'dei levnos be'osar makom mamash. What does this mean? So he explains as follows. When a person walks, when a person changes, when a person goes from place to place, you think of yourselves as in a different environment. Your environment seems to have changed. Right now you're in this street, and you go to another street, another community. But if you are careful with your own spirituality, even when you're going from place to place, it's as if you never change. You're physical somewhere else. Your spirituality is here. You're still growing. You're still coming closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu. L'fisha mekomo shel adam nikva lo ayidei mitziyoso b'po ba'olam. Where you are in this world is not your physical presence. Ela ayidei ofa machshavaso u'ritzono libo. But where your machshavas are, where your heart desires, Mekivan shebnei Yisrael hayu mechuyavim lemesimasam hachiyudet laorach kol mesirim b'mis, since they had to move, kulam was al pi Hashem nechshav ki lehem hayu nachem b'makom echad kol zman. Despite the fact that physically they were moving, they were al pi Hashem. V'al pi zeh yesh leva'er, as divrei ha-gemara in brachas, ha-roa mokam shenasa bo nisim le-Yisrael omer baruch sho'asa nisim le-vesein b'mokam hazeh. Why do we have to do this? Why, when you see a mokam nisim, that you have to say the bracha, mino ha-nimili omer Rabbi Yochanan do'om ha-kro, v'yom ha-yisro, baruch Hashem asher hitzil, hiksha rishonim, ha-re Yisro lo-roas ha-mokam shenasa bo nisim. He didn't see anything. He was in a different place. Teres Hashitim and Kubetzes. Shekol Haroes Harabam and Itzulim Karoa Mokum Hanes Dami. Everyone who sees the majority, Rabam, who are saved, it's as if they saw the Mokum Hanes. Besefik Elyoni Hashas. If Yosef Engel says differently, Kivan shakol halichasam shebnei Yisrael ha'yisal pi Hashem. Since every step of the way they did al pi Hashem, sheyotim etzorim pi Hashem, v'chein mayim sof miyam sof nasu al pi Hashem v'chol maaseim oz hayu al pi Hashem. Ze megala that tells us a mochia sheli ora kol hamasov shemaru bnei Yisrael al osa hatchushav amatara shayisal lahem b'makom. Shisrachim Yisrael, that means every asset of their whole life, everything that occurred to them, all of their history was with them. At that moment, it's as if they saw Ve'alken kol hamakomos bahem hin bikru kemakom echem. It's as if as if every makom, kol hamakomos behem him bikru, every places they went, kemochem echa chashvin lo. Klal Yisrael, its great history, is still part of something even greater called Knesset Yisrael. In Knesset Yisrael, al pi Hashem, they have one desire, al pi Hashem yachanu. They're part of a Knesset Yisrael whose neshama from its very essence, from its very beginning, is running to serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But every generation, there are stumbling blocks. Every generation has its own needs, its own desires. Eldon Omeidot was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, these are the people. Yes, you look at them right now and you think, what do they want? They just want to finish davening in an hour. They just want to run through everything. You see people now who simply want to have a kiddush. They come to shul for a kiddush. And Eldon Omeidot is turning to Moshe Rabbeinu and saying, yes, but you know, deep down in them, they want more. There's something else they're looking for, and you have to discover what they need. That is a great challenge of this generation, of the post-COVID generation, per se. Could have just stayed home. But there was a desire to create minyanim, and to come together, and to daven, and to have friends, to create a chevra. And perhaps the daven at a quicker pace than we did in shul. I grew up in a different generation. I grew up in a generation where the avoda of Shabbos morning was to come to shul 8:45 and 9 and know you weren't finishing before 12. That was the avoda of that generation. And it worked. That was a generation of rabbanim getting up and giving sermons for a half hour. Deep ideas that were explored and visions and dreams. But there are chatzotzros. Every generation hears its own clarion call in the job of leadership, of lay leadership, rabbinic leadership, of the board of directors, the board of managers, whatever you want to say, is to perhaps to look into the Hamon Am and not to simply dismiss it of their desires, but to understand that their desires are speaking to a need from within them, and to copy the Eldad Omeidads of the world, and to find a way to be a leader, to be a visionary, to look for change, and to bring everyone back into a community. I think that is the call of Eldad Omeidad. That is the call of this generation, of this time, of the post-COVID, for all of us to rethink of what has occurred over this past year and a half. Not to simply to go back as if nothing occurred, because much has occurred. Much has occurred in the machshavos, in the philosophy, in the hashkafa of so much of our nation. Leadership requires not to simply return, to move forward. The Shtei Chatzotzros. To find a new path, a new way. Because Klal Yisrael always lives, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu.